Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, choir. Thank you all for coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. How many of you understood what I preached last Sunday? If you understood, just put up your hand if you understood. Okay, there's someone on here. Eh? Okay. Yeah. How many of you were here and you didn't understand? Just don't fear. It's okay. You understand. You all understood. No, you're lying. Eh? There's a lady I met in the week, and she told me that, Pastor, I didn't understand what you, this Sunday, I didn't understand what you said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I went back home and I told my wife about it and she laughed. Glory be to God. Then, I think, was it yesterday? Saturday or Friday? Some lady, I think it was Anne. She sent me a text. Anyway, like implying that she wasn't here, but she listened to someone afterwards. And she sent me a text implying that actually the message had blessed her so much. So some people didn't understand nothing. And you see, this is good about what? LAT. You know, you can tell your pastor that, man, Pastor Zero. Of course, you have to do it well, not with what? Okamanyiro, you know. You might lose a blessing that comes out of honoring your pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is good. God is good. So last week, we talked about what? The faithfulness of God and the blessings which follow. Amen. So, sometime around Thursday, Friday, in fact, even Saturday morning, I thought I was going to talk about the faithfulness of God and zeal. Okay, I was coming here, I was planning to come here and tell you about zeal. How to do things with what? With zeal. Yeah, so yesterday, at around 11, I'm seated somewhere, preparing to get scriptures on zeal. Okay, then some idea popped up, and I got scared because I said, I don't want to go there, I hope it is not the Lord, However, and so since then, message, which I'm going to preach today, has been the only thing on my head, okay? Usually, I can have like three ideas, what I'm going to talk about. And by Sunday morning, one gets refined. And that's what I come with. But today, or since yesterday, it's only one thing. And I realize now there's no way out. Okay? Glory be to God. But before we get in there, I have a dream. Okay? And you guys are going to help me as usual to tell me whether it was from the Lord, you see, or it wasn't. Okay? I had this dream on Friday morning. All right? Friday morning, I dreamt. But before I share it, who is going to interpret it? Volunteers. Glory be to God. Okay? Stella, good. And Emron. Who else? Sam. Which Sam? There are two Sams. Okay. Sam, the husband of Maureen. Or Sam, the husband of Joanne. Both. Okay. Okay. So, Sam, you ready? Or you want to send your wife? Okay. So, in this dream, I was with some people. We are seated somewhere. We are somewhere seated around a table, if I remember right. Okay. And we were with Apostle John Molinde. You know him? We have shared about him you know, where the interpretation was world influence. So anyway, I'm with him and some people at a table. And then he says that Western Europe, Western Europe is going to do something again. Western Europe is going to do something again, like something it had done before. Now it is going to do it. And I could understand that he's talking about, okay. Then he said that it's going to affect Uganda negatively. Okay. Then he says, and get ready to live a greater life. Okay. And I think he said, get ready not to live a great life, but get ready to live a greater life. You know, eh? Okay. And then, yeah, so that was the first bit. Okay. Yeah. Then there was the second bit which I can share later. Okay. But that was it. So, Emron. God, devil, flesh. Stella. God. Why? Yeah, but you can have good dreams, but when they're just flesh, you understand? Isn't it? You feel inner witness. Yeah, Mr. Sam, it's okay. You don't know. Sam, God, why? Because of evangelism? Which evangelism? It evangelized. Okay. Have you all heard? He has said because Western Europe in them days, don't laugh, it brought Christianity to Uganda. So it is going to do it again. And it is going to affect Uganda negatively. Does your wife want to try? Anyway, who has any idea? Moses. You don't know. Sarah, you're the one who's usually what? You think it's from God? Why? Okay. Now, after that beat, so remember we are at a table and I'm with my daughter, Eden. Then, Apostle John, he requests to illustrate something. Yeah? So he asks for Eden, then I tell her, hey, she's here. So he gets her, and she was very young, like this age, in the dream. So he puts her up on the table. Okay. Then he puts something in her mouth. Something, mama, in her mouth, but it was very, like, uncomfortable for the kid. And then it fell out of the mouth, and the kid felt better. You understand? Okay? So now, with those who said God, is it still God? Why? Still, I say it was God. Why? You don't know. You just feel like, Joan, you always want to try stuff.
Yeah, because we were once colonized.
They are going to.
It would be uncomfortable.
Okay.
For us, but it will help us to lie more on God.
Yes. And then Eden? Uganda,
So that I think she was in the mouth.
Colonialism. Then colonialism. Good. That's a good try. Now, I thought about that dream and I believe, I think it was from God. Amen? I believe it was from God. Okay? Western Europe is going to do something again. Meanwhile, a few months ago, I bought a globe. I have a globe at home, man. So now I know how the nations are, man. I can what? I'm very serious with my calling. A few months ago, I was at Eden School, wherever. Then I saw a globe in the class. Then I got an idea. Oh, sorry, I'm going here. Then in a few days, I went to Mkona Bookshop or wherever. I got the thing. My wife came home. She laughed. She said, "Now, what are you doing with it?" I'm like, I mean, I need to know where countries are, you know. I live in this world. Why shouldn't I know where our country, you know, Okay. Then, now, like a month later, that's when I got the dream of Apostle John Humlinde and the branches of LAT worldwide. Glory be to God. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So now I know where Western Europe. I can even sit here, man. Burundi. I know the, you know, glory be to God. Yeah. So it's going to do something again. You know, it did it, you know, some time ago. It's going to do it again. It's going to affect Uganda negatively. And then the conclusion of the matter was, get ready not to live just a great life, but a greater life. Glory be to God. How can you say that some guys are going to do something bad? Or something which will affect us negatively, but then we're going to live a greater life. You know, just doesn't make natural sense. Okay? Then, and again, it looks like it is the same thing again with Eden. You know, there's something put in her mouth, then it's uncovered, then, you know, it gets out, and then she's better. You understand, Seems to be like the same thing, Okay? Now, I immediately knew that it's talking about something financial, Okay? And now, again, I've shared with the, but the thing about the dream, I believe it is talking about something financial, something economic, Okay? By the way, do you guys know the difference between financial and economic? Do you know the difference? Anyway, that I've just thought about it now. I also don't know. Okay? Yeah, so it's going to negatively affect Uganda. You know? And then I remembered a few years ago. Now, I don't know whether this is what is going to happen, but a few years ago, the donors, remember they withheld aid? They said that a few years ago, and for quite some time, man, things were not what? You remember, Okay? Now, it looks like, whether it is that or with something else, but most probably it's that, okay? This thing is, going to affect Nigeria. But however, God is saying that get ready. When that thing happens, get ready to live a greater life. Isn't that awesome? Now, don't stick to the other bit of what? The negative bit. The conclusion of the matter was, get ready to live a greater life. Hallelujah. Now, don't live here with more of the negative bit in your mind. God wants your mind to stick on the good side. Are you listening to me? I hope so, Because you get now, why, you know, my NGO, but you know, Okay, get ready to do what? To live a greater life. So I was seated somewhere yesterday, and God said, now, tomorrow, well, whether it was God or what, but I felt like that's what was what he wanted us to talk about today. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This year I have had 3 dreams concerning the nation. 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. But I've just shared with you that one only. Eh? Amen. Get ready to do what? To live a greater life. Hallelujah. Amen. So prepare to live a what? A greater life. Hallelujah. You seem to be what? Worried. Anyway, hallelujah. Yeah, things are going to be good. Eh? Now, he didn't tell me when it's going to happen. Eh? Hallelujah. He didn't tell me 2018. Eh? Okay? But you can put in your years. Eh? Okay? He didn't tell me 2018. I don't know. Eh? But maybe God expects me to know. You know, eh? He's like, but should I tell you everything? You know, eh? I gave you the spirit. You know, you have a born again spirit in you. You should know. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay, God, I'm sorry, I don't know. Amen. But I suspect something, you know. Hallelujah. But I'll just stick on what I was taught, what I'm sure about. Hallelujah. So life is going to be good. It is not only going to be great, but it's going to be greater. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember that scripture? Arise and shine. Eh? Arise and shine. You know, eh? Then it talks about darkness covering the whole, you know, but the glory of God rises or rising upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. So the most important thing we can do to prepare to live a greater life is just expect a greater life. Okay? That is a key thing. Eh? Expect what? Hmm? Glory be to God. I've told you. Eh? Okay? If you start to think about the other one, it starts, you know, you're now doing a lot of math in your head. Eh? That is yours. Amen? God said, expect to live a greater what? A greater life. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the number one you should do. Eh? The first thing you should do to prepare for what is coming. When it is coming, you go and ask God. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. You go and do what? Ask God. There's a young girl had a dream about when she was very prophetic. Eh? She's in this church. So I sent her the dream. I told her, that's a dream. Go and ask God where it is from. Eh? You know, and if he tells you that it's not from him, you throw it out. Glory be to God. Amen. We are co-workers, isn't it? We are what? Co-workers. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. So, number one, just prepare. Just be expectant. Eh? Things are going to be good. Things are going to be better. Okay? Number two, what you should do is what Joseph did in the Bible. You remember? Joseph, in the Bible, the dreamer, when he was told, remember, Pharaoh gets dreams, eh? Okay? And Joseph comes and interprets them. And then by the wisdom of God, Joseph had, eh? He gives an application what we should do. Okay? Hallelujah. So, this is like us now. Eh? God is saying there is this thing coming. It is not so good. You're going to live a greater life, okay? But there are some things God can lead you to do. For example, what Joseph did. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 28 to 39, this is after Joseph has interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, eh? Or interpreting them. He says in 28 that this is a thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them, 7 years of famine will arise. And all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, but the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. Now, I am not saying that it's going to be like this. You understand? Eh? For me, I'm not as bold as people like Joseph can we just put, yeah. And the truth of the matter is, every preacher, you should be bold. You just say your things. You understand? Now for me, I am bold for my personal things. But when it comes to the children of God, I put this claim, and of course, that is bad, but it is also good. It is also good so that no one ever gets to a time when they what? Idolize me, They'll say, that guy, he's always unsure, he's always, he never tells us exactly what it is, He sends you a dream, then he says, you can ask God what it means, Hallelujah. Yeah, for me, I'm like that. And I see, of course, there's a disadvantage to it, but there's also an advantage. Okay, you realize that you're dealing with someone like you, flesh and blood. You understand? Hallelujah. You're not dealing with God. Hallelujah. So I'm not saying it's going to be very severe, but we're just drawing a lesson from this. You understand? Okay. My personal, the thing which God tells me about me, Moses, me. Yeah? But now when it comes to the children of God, you see, if you love the children of God, you shouldn't deal with them the way you deal with your own life. You understand? Yeah? Hallelujah. Yeah, you have to, you have to, you understand what I mean? So, where are we? Okay, verse 32. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. And let him gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve, for the land, for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the what? The famine. Okay? So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh. The advice was what? It was good. Okay? In the eyes of Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the spirit of God. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wiser than you. And anyway, he puts Joseph in charge. Why? Because the idea Joseph gave was brilliant. It was what? It was a brilliant idea. Okay? Okay? And what was the idea? The idea was, put something aside. You understand? It is that what? It is that simple. Amen? You thought I was going to tell you to give. Hallelujah. Because it was a wise idea. And when you read the story to the end, it worked. You understand? Now, this is basically, I have had preachers, and I know them, they're my friends, who say that saving is not of the New Testament. Now, I don't believe that. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, there is, you can save something as the Lord leads. Saving is not of the devil. Amen? It is actual of God. Okay, Joseph did it, and it was a brilliant idea. And it came from someone who is wise and discerning. You've seen this, and Pharaoh said that is good. So, you do what you have told us that can be done. All right? Now, I'm giving you options. I'm not saying save money, but it is one of the options. Okay? Someone did that in the Bible when he was told or when they got to know what was coming, and they applied wisdom. And from what we see, We know with Joseph, he had the wisdom of God. Are you listening to me? Okay? Okay, verse 36 has said something good. It says, then that food shall be a reserve for the land. For the 7 years of famine, we shall be in the land. Then it says, so that the land may not perish during the famine. So that which you put aside, it can help you in that time to come. It's something to eat in that time. You know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen. The Bible says that these things were written for our example. You know that scripture, eh? I think it is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. These things were written for our example, for our admonition. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? So we can learn something from this. Eh? Glory be to God. But don't forget, eh? The number one thing you should do, eh? Is to be expectant of living a greater life. Hallelujah. I don't want you guys to live here sad. Eh? The dream is so clear. Eh? The people, when they get dreams, the dream, you see the dream, it started bad, you know, things were bad. Then all of a sudden at the end, then there was a breakthrough. Eh? Then you find someone is worried about what? The other story. Where, but you're like, look at how it ended. That is the whole point. Alright? So the whole point in this dream, it is saying, no matter what happens, you're going to live a greater life. Hallelujah. Things are going to be good. Eh? Arise and shine. Eh? Okay? For us, darkness covers, you know, the other lands and the peoples. But the Bible says, the glory of the Lord shall rise upon you. Okay? Things are going to be good, man. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. I wish I was a motivational speaker. Because it's like some guy not believing me, man. You've believed the dream, but you're stuck on the first one. Yet the dream, its point was not the first one. It was the last bit. Things are going to be not great, but greater. For you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you can do that. Amen. Now, from what, what's his name? Joseph. What he put aside? A reserve. We see later in chapters 42, 43, 44, up to like 47, when that reserve now is a blessing to his family that was starving in Egypt, rather in Canaan. You understand? And they come to Egypt and he provides for them. You understand? Just imagine if Joseph hadn't what? Applied the wisdom of God and put aside something. His family would have died. But also Egypt. Glory be to God. Amen? In fact, in Genesis chapter 45, chapter 45 from verse 4 to 7, it says that, and Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. Then it said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. Okay? For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Hallelujah. That saving by a great deliverance, okay, happened because there was some food in reserve. Because there was no sowing and reaping during those years. Things were bad. So Egypt and Joseph's brothers and whoever, you know, they lived off what had been put aside. Okay? Now, I'm not saying God is saying put something aside. You understand? Eh? I'm giving you options. Eh? which you can choose from. Okay? And you can choose all of them. Okay? But the most important one is expect to live a greater life. Do you understand? Okay? Glory be to God. That is the most important. Okay? Most preachers don't want to talk about this bit about Joseph. They just want to talk about how he was wise. How he was, you know, Hallelujah. Because when you talk about this, guys are not going to give. You're not going to pay rent. You know, Hallelujah. As in, man, expect nothing, churches. Okay? However, you have to be nice to the children of God. Glory be to God. On a personal level, I can decide those are yours, your saving thing. For me, I'm going to give you, you understand? But now, you are not me, you understand? I'm dealing with the children of God, so you have to be a little bit what? You understand? You tell them the truth. The sum, you know, the total truth. Glory be to God. Amen. I know now there are guys, you know, if some people hear that I preach this, they're like, now. You know, But anyway, I've told you this thing is in the Bible and it was written for our what? For our example, for our admonition. Are you listening to me? But you don't have to, amen. I am flesh and blood. Glory be to God. Haven't yet. Anyway, yes. Now, interestingly, what Joseph put aside, he also later used it as what you'd call investment. Because, man, he accumulated stuff for Pharaoh. You know, because of what had been put aside. You understand? Joseph or Pharaoh, the kingdom, they actually prospered in famine. Primarily because of what had been put aside. Glory be to God. The whole nation, apart from the priests, guys went, sold, you know, the famine hit. Then now they don't have more food. Then they come to Joseph to buy. You understand? What he had saved. So he took all their money. You know, that sounds like investment, isn't it, Sam? Took their dimes. They chewed the food, money is over. And they are like, now, our livestock are here. Okay? He gives food, you give your cows. He gives you more food, your horses. Took all of them. Does that sound like investment? Took all of them, man. Why? Because of, for him, he had some, you understand? Later, guys come back. Now they don't have horses, nothing. Okay? And say now, man, our land is here and we are slaves now, you know. Took their land and gave them food. And you know that in real life, that's what happens. When a depression hits, guys who have some money aside, people get property almost for free. Hallelujah. Now, this is one of the keys of financial prosperity. And I'm honest, I wrote it in my book. There's something about that, the saving. Maybe there are like two lines. But I say, at least I wrote it there. But I think I say it as God leads. You understand? Hallelujah. Didn't I? Amen? Glory be to God. This is one of the ways how we should deal man God people's property. The guy had these dimes. Where he was getting them from, that's another thing. But the point is he had the dimes. So man, the hotel is taking your bar. No, the bank is taking your hotel. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, I'm not saying, anyway, these are the options. We saw a guy who knew that there's a famine coming, and then he strategized. And he lived through it greater, by the way. Okay, greater. Because prior to that, he was a prisoner. The coming of the famine made the guy great. You understand? He made the guy a prime minister. Eh? Okay, why? Because now he had wisdom. And he applied it. Of course, for him, he wasn't starving. You're in charge of all the food. Then your family from Kanungu, wherever, Tanzania, Rwanda, Mujeka, Sudan. Here you come, man. Here, man. Here, I'm the gay. Okay? Then you get them houses in Kololo. You stay there, man. Other guys are selling the houses in Kololo. You understand? Things are what? Then you realize from Sudan, man, Kenya, eh? You know, meanwhile, they've been nourishing in Kenya. Now they come, man, eh? In a foreign land. And, man, they take over. Glory be to God. Amen? But remember, you guys, remember, you're going to live a greater life. Okay? Amen? You're going to live a what? A greater life. Genesis chapter 47, verse 13 to 20. You know, we are learning from someone who was called wise. Wise and discerning. Okay? So, what we are learning from him is very important. You can disregard it. Serving in front of the New Testament. Now, those are yours. Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Most people, even when they know, yeah, it is, but you don't pay. Those ones, let the bank, let the investment clubs guys teach them. Because for us in church, if we teach them, they won't give us the money to parents and what. Eh? So even right now, I don't know how much money we are going to have. We are going, I don't know whether we shall what, sort out the bills, but God is good. Eh? God is a God of reality. Genesis chapter 47, verse 13, eh? Basically what I've told you, it says, now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe. So that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread. Why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed. Then Joseph said, give your livestock, and I'll give you bread for your livestock if the money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses, the flocks, the cattle or the herds, and for the donkeys. Eh? Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, we will not hide from my Lord that our money is gone. My Lord also has our herds of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed so that we may live and not die, that the land may not be what? We desolate. Glory be to God. Okay, using the reserve, you remember? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, so that is option number one. Okay, but the first point is not an option. The first point of expect, prepare to live a greater life. That is not an option. Hallelujah. Okay, that's why you have to take it, man, because it is a promise from God. Hallelujah. I was in the dream, so it was said to me and those people. So first me, and then I believe it is also a message to all of us. You know, eh? To all of us. A greater life, man. Glory be to God. There is not going to be financial depression. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a dream I had on second. You see, on, you know, from around 24th, okay, I began to pray to God to tell me something about what? About things, basically the nation. Then 31st, there was nothing. First, there was nothing. So I went and I slept. Then I think on second morning, man, I heard some interesting things. Glory be to God. Okay? When I become a prophet, I'll share them. Amen? But I'll first share this. Because this is very important. Okay? God is telling us life is going to be awesome. Life is going to be what? It's awesome. So, option number one, put something aside. As the Lord leads. How much? You know, those are yours. Hallelujah. Amen? People are like, Moses, you don't know what you're dealing with. How are you going to pay rent? How are you going to give Patrick money for machines? Amen? Well, for me, I'm doing God's work. Hallelujah. Amen? I'm doing God's work and, you know, I have to be honest. These are some of the options in the Bible. Amen? Second option. Okay? Second option. In the New Testament, okay, some prophets or prophet Agabus was also told about a famine that was coming. All right? And he also had what? An option, which was different from Joseph's. Okay? All right? All right? Acts chapter 11. Verse 27 to 30. It says that in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius, who? Caesar. Okay? Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. Okay? Joseph, when he heard of a famine coming, okay, when he interpreted the dream and the dream was saying a famine is coming, Joseph gave the option of put something aside. Okay? The disciples here, in Acts, when they had, a famine coming, they got the option, the idea of doing what? Sending relief to the brethren in Judea. Hallelujah. 2 weeks ago, in the Bible study, we were learning about being balanced. Living a balanced what? Life. All right? Now, the Bible here is providing a balance. Okay? It is not all about saving. Because the famine is coming. You understand? Eh? But it is also showing you that some guys actually, when they heard this, they decided now to give. Are you listening to me? Okay? Now, most of us preachers, we don't want to talk about the other bit. We only what? Talk about this one. Glory be to God. Amen. Then people give all their money. Now you find Christians, man, they're not even investing. Invest right now, they can make more dimes to bring to for the work of the Lord. You understand? But investment is of God. Putting something aside to invest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? Of course, those things have to be done at the right time. You know, eh? Okay? Anyway, but these are the options, eh? Putting something aside and what? And giving. You understand, eh? Okay? And it was going to be good for them. Because later we see in 2 Corinthians, Paul is telling the Corinthians also, he's telling them about again sending relief, sending help to these same guys. Okay? And then he tells them what will happen when they do that. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. You know, verse 1 is saying, now concerning the ministering to the saints. Okay? I can assure you these saints he's talking about now are the same saints these other Christians sent help to in Judea. Okay? Now Paul is writing to the Corinthians about those same saints, telling them also about sending help. Okay? He says, now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. All right? Then he tells them the result of what will happen. Remember, a famine is coming. You understand? So Paul is telling these guys to give. Okay? The other saints, they are not told to give. It was kind of obvious. When you hear a famine, give. Okay? And Paul anyway tells the Corinthians what will happen to them in the famine. Okay? If they send help to Jerusalem. Okay? So, that same chapter, verse 6 to 8, it says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Okay? This is wonderful. It says that now you, always having all sufficiency in all things. Hallelujah. That is if you give. Okay? If you give, and remember the context is, there's a famine coming. And maybe by this time it has come, I don't know. You know, but he's saying, if you do this, okay, you have all sufficiency in all things. Meaning the famine won't touch you, You understand? And actually, you will live a greater life. Because when you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Are you listening to me? Okay? So there are these two options. Okay? The first one is not an option. The first one of expect to live a greater life. That one is not an option. Okay? God said, prepare. Get ready to live a greater life. Hallelujah. Man, life is going to be wonderful. Amen? Life is going to be wonderful. All right? Amen? Amen? That could be the season when some of you will realize that actually there is something like not seeing financial depression. All this time you've just been hearing, I read the book, but now this could be the moment where God is like, let me show you that I'm faithful. When now there's nothing, then I come through for you. Glory be to God. Amen? It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Are you being blessed or you're scared? If you're scared, it's not my fault. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Ecclesiastes, okay, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Some scripture, most of you know. It says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you'll find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Okay? Now, this bit of you do not know what evil will be on the earth, that one doesn't, it's not true of us right now. Okay, because for us right now, we know what Western Europe is going to what? Is going to do. We know. Amen? But it says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you'll find it after many days. Give a portion or a serving to seven, and yes, you ate. Okay? For you know what disaster, okay, what evil is going to befall the land. Hallelujah. All right? Option. So a famine is coming, you understand the evil? Okay, but God is saying you can be insured against it. Okay? By giving. Yeah? That's the option. Yeah? Okay? For with Joseph, he put something aside. Okay? So you can combine both. Glory be to God. Well, you can just do one. But I don't see any, anyway, I've told you, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? There's a lady who didn't understand me last week. Eh? Okay? I hope now she's understanding me. My wife laughed. Eh? She was like, man, I can understand her. Because the stories were too many. Then why were you? Then why? Then why? I tell Janet, I tell Eden, I tell, you know. But I was like, yes, I did a lot of stories, but every now and again, I kept emphasizing what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hmm? Yeah, she's here. I'm sure right now, she's what? This one, there's no way she can fail to understand this one. When they have told you Western Europe is going to... To mess you up. There you have to be attentive. Eh? Okay, but let's think about faithfulness. Yeah? Find out what God wants you to do. Yeah, I mean, I've had those things. And for me, I have a job. I mean, I'm doing what he has given me to do. So, Hallelujah. Hmm? Okay. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 to 25. Eh? This scripture is good. It combines both. Eh? Okay? Giving and putting something aside. Eh? Okay? It says, there is one who scatters, yet increases more. Hmm? There's one who gives and increases more. And there is one who saves, eh? Who reserves more than his what? More than his right. Okay? More than is right, man. He said, what? Western Europe? Glory be to God. No more attending church, because when you go to church, you spend transport. And then in church, I mean, how can the back pass and you don't give something? You look, you know, people look at you and say, man, can you imagine that chick? You know, eh? So you have to, you know, then transport back home. Eh? So no more what? Because saving, putting something aside. Okay? When you do that, okay, you are stupid. Now some people have woken up. Hallelujah. It's true. You're what? You're stupid. Okay? And it leads to poverty. Meaning that actually the famine can come and even live a worse life. You understand? A worse life. The famine, you've saved your one, all the money you'd have, the transit to charge the factory, 100,000, you've saved your ready famine. You have 100K. Then the landlord increases by 150,000. You know, now your 100 is gone. Now you even have to borrow like a 50,000. Worse, but you know, glory be to God. So man, you can't trust in saving. You understand? Eh? Okay? But it's not evil. We have seen Joseph, he did it. Eh? Okay? But God is saying, there is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it tendeth. Okay? If you read KJV, it says, it tendeth to poverty. Hallelujah. Amen? Then it says, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters others will himself be watered. Glory be to God. The generous soul. Okay? Shall do what? Shall be made rich. I think KJV says the generous soul shall prosper. Okay? Which is a better word to use? Prosper or rich? Which sounds? Glory be to God. Amen? The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters others will himself will also be what? Watered. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Brother, I have finished. It's amazing. It's amazing when I decide to be serious. I'm always serious. But now I'm finished. Hallelujah. I hope you've been encouraged. Glory be to God. I didn't want to mind. When the idea came to me, I was like, man, what if the dream wasn't from you, God? Now, you understand? However, for this time, God, I didn't even get any ideas about any other thing to preach. That's why I was like, okay, I'll go and share it, you know. Thank God he didn't tell me the year. Okay? But maybe some of you will know the year this might happen. For me, I don't know. Well, maybe I know. I don't know. Hallelujah. But it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be what? It's going to be wonderful. Okay? All right? Brother, I have finished, and I don't think there's anything else to add. I'm serious. So I don't know what the Lord would want us to do now. Okay? But I think we should just thank God for what is coming. A greater life. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle John Muinde said, get ready. Like if I remember right, it was something like, get ready not to live a great life, but a greater life. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Just thank him, okay? Thank him for the good things, for the great life, he's going to make you live. Thank him because you're not going to suffer financial depression. On the contrary, you're going to increase. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. The blessing, your blessing makes us rich. Your blessing enables us to prosper. Father, we thank you. For when darkness comes and envelops people, the land, we know that you have promised that on the contrary, your glory shall arise upon us. We thank you, Father, for no one in this place, no one in LAT will suffer financial depression. For Father, you have given us your wisdom. You have given us your wisdom. The wisdom that we should expect life to be greater. And we know that you're faithful. We know that you don't lie. We thank you, Father, for you have spoken to us through the wisdom of Joseph. The option of putting a reserve not only to eat, but also to invest when opportunities arise, but also a reserve to be a blessing to others who might be in need when that time comes. We thank you, Father. And as you have told us over and over again, you have reminded us once more the option of giving. For we know that a generous man can never lack. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah. This word that we have shared today, I'm convinced 99% it is of God. Because at the beginning of the year, I had a dream when I and some people had been called to like to advise the government on some things, economic, financial things. Glory be to God. And I won't tell you that bit of the dream. Amen. Yeah, you know, So this thing is very what? Serious. Hallelujah. It is very what? Serious. But we're going to live a greater life. That's the bottom line. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the word that we have received. We thank you once more, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you for you've counted us worthy to let us know the future and to let us know that the future is great and it will be greater than what we are involved in right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for you have stored goodness for us. Life will be well. Life will be good. Your glory shall rise upon us. We shall not see financial depression, Father. You will provide exceedingly and abundantly. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Something happened and now I know he touched me.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.